Okay, from basketball to the big screen, Mark Jordan Ligon is here with our weekly digest of what critics are saying about the new movie releases. Here is Slate's summary judgment.
First up in wide release, The Woodmeister is back. Yes, writer-director Woody Allen presents his latest offering, Melinda and Melinda. The movie tells the story of a woman who crashes a Manhattan dinner party. Actually, it tells her story twice, once as a comedy, the other time as a drama. Rhoda Mitchell and Will Ferrell star.
How'd you go from living in the Upper East Side to St. Louis?
I moved there for him. He was gorgeous. He was talented. He was sexy. He was a doctor. He was charming.
Yes, but where's the attraction?
Even though it has its detractors, most critics say it's the best Woody film since, well, whatever Woody film they last enjoyed. Even though The Village Voice gripes neither comedy nor tragedy, the movie is closest to genteel soap opera, Newsday calls Melinda and Melinda an invigorating return to the breezy but brainy New York story. Many critics praise Mitchell's lead performance. Entertainment Weekly says the best reason to see it is Rhoda Mitchell. David Denby of The New Yorker sums up the ambivalence of many reviewers this way: I was absorbed in it, and I liked parts of it, and I wish to God it were better. Next is the horror sequel, The Ring 2, the follow-up to the highly successful American remake of the Japanese horror classic The Ring. The second installment finds Naomi Watts back as a plucky reporter investigating a mysterious videotape that has a habit of killing anyone who watches it. Hideo Nakata, the director of the original Japanese series, makes his American film debut.
Aiden, open the door!
I'm gonna get something to break it.
Aiden, open up the door. I'm right here. Honey, can you hear me?
Not a great debut for Mr. Nakata. Overall, the nation's critics wanted to throw this movie down a deep, dark, creepy well. The Arizona Republic yawns. In the first Ring, you watched a videotape and 7 days later you were dead. In the second Ring, you watch a movie, and 7 minutes later, you're asleep. And finally, we have Ice Princess. No, it's not the Paris Hilton biopic. Just the opposite. It's a Disney family film about a young figure skater following her dreams, darn it! Joan Cusack, Michelle Trachtenberg, and Kim Cattrall star.
You just gotta keep focused and be impressive. Set the groundwork for next year.
Next year?
Because no way are you gonna place this year. The judges have already ranked this thing in their minds.
Most of the critics really warm up to Ice Princess. Parents and kids should be heartened to see a G-rated movie that is not dumbed down or saccharine sweet, cheers USA Today. Newsday says it's filled with honest sentiment and engaging warmth, and LA Weekly observes, this follow-your-bliss charmer treats female achievement with such grace and seriousness, one almost forgives the malice of its portrayal of single mothers as rabid stage moms. Oh, great. Now Disney's going to lose the all-important rabid stage mom demographic. Mom, I want to see Ice Princess. No, you will not. You will go to the ice rink and practice your triple axel jump, young lady.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.